It's 11:15. Mabel Louise Stewart is here. Good morning.
Good morning, yeah. Pat. You opened up the blind, the big window, and the sunshine just came
pouring through.
Pouring in. It's another beautiful day. And don't you enjoy those crisp mornings and then at the same time feel the warmth of the sun? Ooh, thank you, Jesus. That's the way I feel. I hope you have good weather where you are. Well, as Rod just said, connect with us. And I thought I would sneak in a couple of letters as a reminder to get that pen going and let us know that you're out there and you're listening. You can't imagine how the staff feels when you take time to write us, because they know they're not just speaking to the air. They have some friends out there who are backing them up and listening. Well, here's the first one. It's from Eau Claire. Thank you for your continued ministry throughout all the years. I've enjoyed hearing Hillary's cheerful voice in the morning again. Blessings to all the staff as you continue to minister to us. That's a nice one. And here's one more. It's from Greenwood, Wisconsin. And it says, Dear WWIB, it's been many years since I have been listening to your outstanding programs. We are farming in Stanley. 12 years ago, my husband died, and then I moved on to Greenwood. Several years ago, I connected again with WWIB. I so enjoy your quality programs. Bless you and bless your blessed work. And she says, in our dark world, thank you. And that was nice. She sounds like she's been listening for many years. Well, you can do the same. Why don't you sit down today and write us, okay? Or maybe you want to send a text message or an email, whatever is easiest for you. And I know you're busy, and if you could just take 5 minutes, you could connect and be a blessing to all of our staff. Well, today I want to continue on with my series of Parents, 10 Commandments in Guiding Your Children, one that I made up years ago, and I was going through my children's file looking for information that I needed, and I found it in my children's file, and I thought, say, this is a good time to share it again, because I just finished a broadcast on teaching your children about voting. So as I closed my last broadcast, I was quoting Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9. And I want to point it out to you again, because the first of my 10 commandments that I prayed about and the Lord gave me is be sure to teach your children God's word. And this is Deuteronomy 6, 4, 9, where the Lord himself sent a message through Moses. Moses had been on Mount Nebo with the Lord, and the Lord gave him so many instructions, and this was one of them. And by the way, it's interesting how important this is, because Deuteronomy 11 quotes somewhat the same contents. The only thing it adds is if you do what he says he wants you to do and actually commands, he will give you a little bit of heaven on earth. How about that? Well, this is Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 through 9. It says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be to your heart, and you shall teach them diligently unto your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. And you shall bind them for a sign upon your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And you shall write them upon the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Well, this gives us a little clue of the fact that while the mother and the daughters and the sons are working together, and by the way, in those days, most of the families were farmers. And so all the children had chores, and they worked together with their parents in doing whatever was needed to be done. And so the Lord is saying, while you're with your children, tell them about the one true God and tell them what you know about the Old Testament. And so that was the instructions that was given. And then there were, the Lord holds parents responsible to bring up children in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. And children, not only a gift from the Lord, but they were helpers in daily living. And by the way, each member had a responsibility, and they worked together to get everything accomplished. And of course, remember, there were no modern wash machines. Yes, they gathered their wash together and went to the nearest body, the nearest river. I don't know if they washed their clothes in the Jordan River. I hope not, because what I saw was so dirty. It was terrible. And remember, no refrigerators, so they had to salt and dry their food. So everything had to be done from scratch, the hard way. Well, parents reminded their children that the Lord was the giver of life and that all things were a gift from the Lord. And of course, they made sure that they attended the three feasts every year where they could learn to worship the Lord and hear the priests give the messages. So this actually should teach parents how important it is to take time to teach your children God's word and how to apply it in their everyday life. And then my second commandment was, tell them what's right and what's wrong. And I have two illustrations of that. One is really, I've got my Bible open to 1 Samuel 2, and it's an example that the Lord gave us of Eli's wicked sons. It says, Eli's sons were wicked men. They had no regard for the Lord. Now, it was the practice of the priests with the people that whenever anyone offered a sacrifice, and while the meat was being boiled, the servant of the priest would come with a three-pronged fork in his hand. He would plunge it into the pan or the kettle or the pot, and the priest would take for himself whatever the fork would bring up. And this is how they treated all the Israelites who came to Shiloh. But even before the fat was burned, the servant of the priest would come and say to the man who was sacrificing, give the priest some meat to roast. He won't accept boiled meat from you, but only raw. So if the man said to him, let the fat be burned up first, and then take whatever you want, the servant would then answer, no, hand it over to me right now. And if you don't, I will take it by force. This sin of the young men was very great in the Lord's sight, for they were treating the Lord's offering with contempt. And then it says Eli, the father, was very old. He heard about everything his sons were doing to Israel and how they slept with the women who served at the entrance to the tent of the meeting. So he said to them, "Why do you do such things? I hear from all the people about these wicked deeds of yours." "No, my sons, it's not a good report that I hear spreading among the Lord's people. If a man sins against another man, God may meditate for him. But if a man sins against the Lord, who will intercede for him?" But it says his sons did not listen to their father's rebuke. And then another example would be Adonai, and that was David's fourth son. And when David was old and stricken in his health, Adonijah tried to take over the throne. And the Bible says, "And his father had not disciplined him at any time, saying, 'Why did you do this or so?'" In other words, these two boys of Eli's and David's son never were disciplined. And so the father had never taught them what was right and what was wrong. And then my number third commandment would be, see them as gifts from God. Oh my goodness. I know most parents just adore their children and try to do everything they can to love them. And so this is what Psalm 127 says. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Oh my goodness, they're so precious. So you need to look at your children, thank the Lord for them, and see them as gifts. And oh, how Jesus loved children. You can share with them and tell them how much Jesus loves them. Over in Matthew chapter 18 and 19, Jesus said, "Take heed that you despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you, in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven." And then over in chapter 19, Jesus receives and blesses those the little children. "Then they were brought unto him, little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray. The disciples rebuked them, but Jesus said, 'Let the little children come, and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven.' And he laid his hands on them." Isn't that precious? Well, I'm going to have to end with the third commandment, and I'll start again next time with number four. Tune in again, won't you? It's been so good to be with you. Bye-bye.